Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, September 16th. Bruce County will be formally objecting to proposed federal electoral riding boundary changes. Brockton Mayor and County Councillor Chris Peabody brought a motion yesterday that was adopted to have the county submit a letter to the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission of Ontario objecting to the proposed redistribution. They include a rename of Huron-Bruce to South Huron Shores. The new riding would stretch further south and have Saugeen Shores, Kincardine, and Huron Kinloss as part of it in terms of Bruce County communities, but not Brockton.
With only three municipalities in the new proposed riding, I believe that the chances of electing and nominating a Bruce County MP or MPP would not occur.
Both Walkerton and Chesley hospitals will see emergency department closures this weekend due to staffing shortages. Walkerton Hospital's emergency department will be closed tonight until 7 tomorrow and again overnight on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Chesley's emergency department will close from 5 p.m. Saturday evening until 7 Monday morning. The Owen Sound Transit Terminal will be closed on Saturday due to unforeseen circumstances. The city says transit services will still be available, but riders will not be able to access the terminal building. This also means you won't be able to buy tickets or monthly passes on Saturday at the terminal. The building will reopen on Monday. Car lovers in Grey Bruce are in for quite the weekend. The 8th Cobble Beach Concours d'Elegance is set to be held, and a variety of events are planned over the next 3 days. Saturday, old cars and aircraft will be on display at Wyarton-Keppel International Airport. The inaugural Concours de Le Mans is also being held tomorrow in Owen Sound's River District. The main car show, the Cobble Beach Concours d'Elegance, is set to be held on Sunday. There are a number of fall fairs in Grey Bruce this weekend. The Harriston Minto Fall Fair starts tonight with lawnmower races, a pork pie auction, and a country carnival. The Feversham Fall Fair is also being held this weekend at the Osprey Community Arena. There are games, kids face painting, children's entertainers, a log sawing competition, antique tractor show, livestock shows, and more. The Chatsworth Fall Fair is set to be held at the Williamsford Community Center on Saturday. Events include a breakfast buffet, sheep show, fireman's barbecue, chainsaw carver, livestock demonstrations, kids activities, and more. A comedy sketch show called Middle Raged, about exploring middle age, is coming to the Roxy Theatre Thursday, September 22nd. The two-person performance features Jerry Hall and Gary Pearson, who you might remember from This Hour Has 22 Minutes. Hall says the show deals with the madness of raising children, empty nests, aging parents, financial stresses, the bedroom, and more.
We ended up with a lineup of college kids saying, oh my God, this show, you're making fun of my parents. People really see themselves. The relatability is there, and even if you're not there yet, it's coming for you.
For tickets to Middle Raged, visit roxytheatre.ca. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Baltimore Orioles in the opener of a weekend set in the American League. The Orioles are 4.5 games back of a playoff spot. In the Canadian Football League tonight, a West Division matchup, as the Edmonton Elks are in Regina to face the Saskatchewan Roughriders. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pollock Division season opener, Kincardine hosts Wingham, and a big day tomorrow with the final race card at Hanover Raceway.